Assumptions. Everybody makes assumptions. Everybody has assumptions. Everybody does it, okay? Assumptions is when you have a preconceived notion of someone, something, something. Like, you ever went to a restaurant and the restaurant looks not its best on the outside, but then you go in, you have the most amazing sushi you've ever had, the most amazing food you've ever had, the best drink, the everything is just on point. You're like, dang, I really made an assumption, a wrong assumption about this restaurant. That's what making an assumption is. It's just based on your experiences in your life, you assume that that thing is gonna go that way and that person is that way. Or like if you see someone with tattoos, a full sleeve, you assume already some things about that person. You assume, oh, blah 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 blah, like you already, I don't want to say it, like I don't want to say that, like what people, I don't even know actually how people convey others of with tattoos, but like I know that older people think, maybe I'm making an assumption saying this, right? But like older people may assume that like I've been to jail because I have tattoos. Like, yeah. And then also like, so what if I've been to jail, you know? Like, if I've been to jail, you assume I'm a certain way. That's an assumption. And so everybody does it. It's impossible for you not to do it. Even if you're like super healed and you're doing super great and you're super self-aware and all of this shit, you will still make assumptions, and that is fine. That is normal. It's okay. We're human beings. It's fine. I always like to challenge myself to stop making assumptions about anything and everything. That's just something I like to do throughout my day. I, for example, like I will never assume when I wake up that my day is gonna go the way it's gonna go, that I think it's gonna go a certain way. I like to say I never assume someone is a certain way because of the way they look. I've gotten tremendously better at that. You may think, wow, you may look at me on mute and you don't hear anything I say, and just based on how I appear right now, wearing all white, a monochromatic white outfit, but I have a kind of a dark lipstick on and I have tattoos and I have this, and just by the way I look, you assume some things about me, which may be very true or may not be, but it's an assumption. Have you ever not asked someone a question because you assume they're gonna answer some way? I think that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. It's not a fact. I love to argue assumptions with someone with a fact argument. I love to say, okay, and that's not a fact. Arguing with facts is my cup of tea. It's what I like to do. I will argue with facts all day. Yeah, but facts, like I say it like that too, but like I will say it with a fact, like you can't, because a fact is unarguable. It's unarguable is great. Unarguable, is that a word? Unarguable? I'm looking around like as if someone was here to answer. I'll look it up. No, I won't. I won't look it up. It's fine. You know what I'm trying to say. You can't argue with facts. And when you're aware that 99.9 of the percent of the population is out here making assumptions day and night and assuming this and assuming that, and based on what I know, I am assuming this. You're like, wait, 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 wait. None of what you're actually saying is a fact, even assuming things about yourself. It goes back to the very first episode, like self-love. Self-love, it all starts there, and it all starts with that. It all starts with you. It all starts with self. It all starts with self-care. It all starts there in the self. It all starts in your mind. And when you stop assuming so much of others, of things, of experiences, of everything and anything, when you stop assuming so much, that's where the magic happens. Why? Well, because it opens you up to so many great things. It opens you up to actually experience things as they are without your preconceived notion hovering the thing. It just allows you to just experience life in the present moment and experience what it is for what it is. I'm never saying push your feelings aside and just be in the present and don't assume and don't think and don't do that. Nah. Because if you've been listening to me, you know that I'm a big advocate for speaking to yourself, for getting down dirty, for asking yourself questions, for saying, why do I feel this way? When did I begin to feel this? Like, just all those questions. I'm a big advocate for meditating. I'm a big advocate for self-awareness, for self-love, for finding yourself, for all of that. So I'm never telling you to not ask questions. I'm never saying, don't assume, don't do that, don't do that. No. You live your life the way you want, and I live my life the way I want. And I, like I said already in this video, I assume still every day. It's something I work on. So, but I do know that when you do open yourself up to possibilities, because you are not kind of, you are not like, what am I trying to say? You are not like dirtying the pot with whatever thing you're thinking about. Like, you're just like calm. You're in a state of awareness. You're in a state of calmness. You're in a state of relax all the time. The more you're in that state, the less assumptions you're going to make. And that really opens you up to possibilities, to everything. And also, plus, assuming is bad. I think so. Assuming is bad in a good way or in a bad way, because assuming is a fucking illusion, okay? Oh, I thought you were working. That's why I didn't call. You assumed I was working because of what? Of other things that you, of other knowledges that you already that you already have, right? By me, you already know my schedule. For example, just taking this example because it happened yesterday with my sister. Like, just, you know, obviously it's not to say, dude, yes, sure, you assumed, no problem, it's fine. We make assumptions all the time, but really pay attention. Even it's, that's such like a minor example, but really pay attention to what you are assuming. We assume subconsciously. We assume, oh yeah, I didn't even think about calling you because I, you know, you're working. Yeah, but that's still an assumption. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it pertains to every single thing in your life. Everything. You assume without even thinking. It's like you're on automatic, you're on a pilot. So take back control, take back of assumptions, be aware that that is an assumption. Fix it so that it doesn't, wow, look at that beautiful sky, sorry. You know, I'm like, oh, squirrel. No, look at that beautiful, oh my God. Oh, and there's an airplane. I don't know, you can't see it, sorry, but wow, gorgeous sky. And I'm thirsty, so I'm sorry. Take this moment too to drink your water. I love water. Water should sponsor me. Wouldn't that be hilarious to be sponsored by water? Dude, I would love that, actually. Yeah, let's do it. But anyway, I like water bottles being sponsored. Oh, now I'm like spiraling into being sponsored about water is like anything to do with water. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, I don't like going back to assumptions. I don't like to assume. I really try really hard to be aware when it happens, how it happens, why it happens. I do really analyze that part because it's so funny because everyone does it with the smallest things to the biggest things. And it just kind of one of those things that makes the world go round. You know, there are assumptions that may be good to assume, right? If someone has like, is like, you're getting robbed and someone's like this, it's like, it's good to assume that person has a gun right there, even though you don't see it. But also, you know, that may be in a bad example, but you know what I mean. I just, you know, I really try to be aware of it. I hope this kind of enlightened you a little bit to be aware of when you're making assumptions too, because as long as you're aware of something, it brings you more knowledge to it. It opens you up to new possibilities and new ways of thinking and new mindsets. And it's just good overall. And yeah, so I think I've already said enough ums in this episode. Thank you so, so much for watching, for listening. I hope you learned something. And if I haven't said it already, I am wearing, I think I did say it, I am wearing a monochromatic white outfit that I'm very happy about because I have never worn a white monochromatic outfit before, and these pants were kind of tight on me and they're a little loose now, and I'm like, oh dang, I haven't tried on these pants in like a year, so that's cool. I'm glad they fit. So I'm gonna wear this outfit more often. I like this outfit. But thank you so much for watching Hammock Talks with DJ. Thank you.